Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, today is December the 14th, Thursday, 2006. And no, this is not Alex Jones. This is Bob Dacey, substituting for Alex Jones for the next couple of days. Alex is out doing something else, and I don't even know what he's doing. But you're going to have to put up with me for a couple of days. For those of you who don't know who I am, I have been involved in the fight against the New World Order crowd for about 9 years now. I host a local television talk show in Austin, Texas, called The Simple Truth. We are in our 8th year of operation there. My producers are my good friends Kelly Taylor and Jeff Kantoff. We make a great team together because we're all on the same page. I started this trek or this battle back in 1998 when I met Alex Jones. He was the guy that actually woke me up. And quite frankly, I thought the guy was loony. I thought he was nuts. I thought he was totally out to lunch. I'm a conservative Republican type. You know, that's how I was raised. And I was one day sitting at home watching TV. I was dead tired. My kids were gone. My wife was gone. And I was just channel surfing. And up pops this young punk, Alex Jones, on the local cable TV. And he was talking about the United Nations taking over the national park system. I was like, give me a break. This guy is totally nuts. So he was ranting and raving about it, and I was just laughing because the guy had a really entertaining delivery style, you know, really entertaining. So I thought, well, I'll listen to the guy because it was funny, I thought. Well, after he got off that topic, he switched to the topic of the Second Amendment and the true meaning of the right to keep and bear arms. Well, in my hardware store here in Austin, Texas, where I have my real job, I own a True Value Hardware store in Austin, Texas. And I, as a small part of that business, I sell guns. So I thought I knew something about the Second Amendment. So I decided to listen to the crazy man talk about the reason for the Second Amendment. Problem was that Alex completely, totally, accurately, concisely explained the entire reason for the Second Amendment. So this put me in a quandary. I was thinking, okay, he's 100% right about the Second Amendment. What's this stuff he's talking about, the UN taking over the national park system? So I made the mistake of looking it up, researching it myself. And what I found was that the man was telling the truth about that too, and it blew me away. It's kind of a sea change event in my life. I guess the main confirmation that I had of that event was I was staring at my computer at the website of the Kentucky State Legislature, reading a resolution that they had passed in 1997. I think it was Senate Resolution 35, detailing the United Nations Biodiversity Treaty and their Man in Biosphere program, and how they're going along all over the world, taking over these pristine areas and administering them. And many of these areas, including many of the national parks, were within their biosphere, so to speak. And the state senate of Kentucky had passed a resolution explaining all this, condemning it, and saying that they would not have foreign minions in control of Kentucky land. So there I was staring at my computer screen going, okay, the crazy man I was watching on TV the other night is telling the truth. So I just had to find out what's going on here, because I thought I read the news, I thought I kept up, and I was angry that I didn't know this. So when we get back from our first break, I'll get into a little bit more about this, and then we're going to proceed with attacking the United Nations with their own words. Bob Dacey for Alex Jones. We'll be back after the break.
Cheers. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, this is Bob Dacey, once again substituting for Alex Jones. I'm back, and I was before the break, I was talking about how I found out that Alex Jones wasn't a kook, despite his mannerisms. So he was talking about this United Nations Biosphere Program. He said they were taking over the national park system, and sure enough, I looked it up, and gee, whole state senate of Kentucky agreed with Alex Jones. So again, this put me into some sort of a tizzy because I was a conservative Republican, and I thought I kept up. I read the news, and how come I didn't know about this? So I had no idea who this guy was. So I started asking questions, looking around, and trying to find him again on the local cable access channel. And then he popped up again, and there he was in a videotape standing in front of a United Nations sign in front of one of the national parks. And he was basically, it was as if he was looking at me saying, "Hey, do you think I'm lying? Look, here's the sign." So this got me really, really, really fired up, and I found out that a guy that worked for me part-time in my hardware store was going to University of Texas. He was pursuing a degree in radio, television, film production, had a part-time job at the radio station where Alex had a Saturday evening show. It was KJFK here in Austin. And I was like, "You got to be kidding. You know who this guy Alex Jones is?" And the fellow said, "Yeah, I know who he is." And I said, "Well, is this guy for real?" He said, "Well, he thinks he's for real." So I said, "Well, bring him in. I want to meet him." And lo and behold, KGFK radio was only a block away from my hardware store out in Northwest Austin. So a few days later, this fellow comes in with Alex Jones in tow. We go back into my office and spend about 3 hours back there assessing each other. And it was quite a meeting. By this time, I'd already started doing my own research and about various things. Among them was I decided to look in my one of my son's senior-level government textbooks. He went to Anderson High School, and actually so did Alex, by the way, here in Austin. And I decided to see what the government, the school system, was teaching my son about the Constitution. So I looked in the back of the book where they talked about the Constitution, and they listed the Second Amendment. Well, gee, the government textbook that they were teaching my son with at Anderson High School back in 1990, I guess it was 1998, they were teaching him that the Second Amendment doesn't exist. And they stated it as a fact. They said it was widely misunderstood. That it doesn't, it's not about an individual right to keep and bear arms. So I was shocked that they presented this opinion of theirs as fact. And I gave Alex a copy of the page. Well, lo and behold, that evening, he was on the radio spreading that all over Austin. So I thought, gee, media power, you know. And that was a long time ago, and now here I am sitting in the Central Texas Command Center behind enemy lines doing the Alex Jones show live to, oh, how many people? I don't know. They say he gets about, what, 5 million a week? So I guess I'm going to be talking to 2 million people in the next couple of days. So it's funny how things work out. Okay, I'm talking about the United Nations. That gives me the excuse to do something I love to do, is attack the United Nations. Now, one of the ways I decided to join this battle against globalism, against totalitarianism, against the New World Order crowd, was to join the John Birch Society, and I am a member of the John Birch Society. And JBS is an excellent source of information. As a matter of fact, where do you think Alex got most of his stuff from in the good old days? John Birch Society was the first organization. Actually, they were founded in the 50s, in the late 50s, to fight the New World Order, specifically to fight it. They claimed it was a conspiracy back then, and of course they caught all kinds of flack for it, and they're still catching flack for it. But I would recommend that you go to their website, www.jbs.org, and take a look at it, because it's been revamped. They have a news section right there at the front, current news, similar to what whatreallyhappened.com does. And it's quite informative, and if you want, you know, the research they do is impeccable. I'm not saying they're perfect, because they're not. And I'm not saying I agree with everything they do, because I don't. But it's a fantastic organization, and they are my principal source of information about the United Nations. I'll give you an example of that. There's an article posted there right now by John McManus, the president of the society. South Korean poised to lead United Nations. All right, so now you've got this Kofi Annan is going to leave here, and he's going to have a successor by the name of Ban Ki-moon of South Korea. And the commentary by McManus reads as follows. In October, after being selected as the next Secretary General by the 192-member UN General Assembly, Ban Ki-moon thanked the assembled members of the world body. He said he was honored to be the second Asian to hold the post, following U Thant of Myanmar, formerly Burma, who, quote, ably served the world four decades ago, end quote. In 1970, while serving in the UN top post, Thant heaped praise on Soviet dictator and mass murderer Vladimir Lenin, calling him a man of great ideals, and claiming that they are, quote, they are in line with the aims of the UN Charter, end quote. Lenin's ideals led to the death and misery of tens of millions of communism's victims. Praising Thant says a great deal about Ban Ki-moon. In that same speech, Ban glowingly referred to Kofi Annan, whom he will succeed on January 1st, for having, quote, defined an ambitious agenda, end quote. In 2000, Annan bared his belief that, quote, state sovereignty is being redefined by the forces of globalization and international cooperation, end quote. During his 10 years at the UN's helm, Annan made clear that his agenda included attacking national independence. No stranger to the UN, South Korea's Ban served his country's mission for many years. He claims to be committed to reform at the organization, but in praising Thant, he displayed his anti-Americanism and his pro-totalitarianism. And in saluting Annan, he demonstrated his mindset toward independent nations. The only course for a sane America is to withdraw from the trap that is the United Nations. So that's kind of a current situation there at JBS.org. But I want to do something. I'm going to bash the United Nations unmercifully in this first hour, and I'm going to do it with their own documents, something I've done many times here locally in Austin, but now I have an opportunity to do it nationally, internationally, on shortwave, AMs, FMs, pirate radio stations, internet broadcasts, refeeds all over the world. And so I would be remiss if I didn't take advantage of that opportunity. Now, you can follow along with me if you want to, because I don't make anything up. I'm kind of a stickler for documentation, and part of that comes from the way I am. Part of it comes from the fact that I'm a member of the John Birch Society. They are also sticklers for documentation. The best document, in my opinion, the most concise and easy to understand document, in my opinion, if you want to attack the United Nations, is a United Nations own document, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. This document was written in 1948. It is a founding era document of the UN. And all you got to do is go to UN.org, click on the English welcome, go up to the top. There's a little gold bar that says Human Rights. You click onto that, and then you can look at the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. So let's just do that. I'm looking at this from the UN.org. Now, therefore, the General Assembly proclaims this Universal Declaration of Human Rights as a common standard of achievement for all peoples and all nations. Now, you understand what that is? This, they say, is a common standard for everybody. In other words, this document that I'm about to go through is what you get in the United Nations system. Let's talk about Article 2. Everyone is entitled to all the rights and freedoms set forth in this declaration. Okay, they state in Article 2 that this is what you're entitled to. So when we go through this, you need to realize that this is what you're entitled to, according to the UN. This is it, my friends. This is what you get. So basically, you're going to find out that you are entitled to be a slave. Period. Over and out. All right, now let's go skip down to Article 4. No one shall be held in slavery or servitude. Slavery and the slave trade shall be prohibited in all their forms. You know, it sounds so wonderful, you know, but look at the darling of the UN, Communist China, People's Republic of China. I mean, no one shall be held in slavery or servitude. Have you checked the Walmart factories over there? There's some pretty good documentaries out there. They stack them like cordwood over there, and they make them work from 7 in the morning to 10 in the evening, 7 days a week. And then they, of course, charge them rent for the apartment that they give them. And basically, they're just slaves, okay? And what about the slave trade? I think prostitution is part of the slave trade. If you follow wherever the UN goes to promote peace and love all over the world with their UN peace forces, you will find that the business that springs up around them is prostitution. Forced prostitution. Yeah, so let's talk about Article 4 and the hypocrisy that is the UN. And when we get back once again from the break, we're going to go on to Article 8. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones. Alex Jones Show. Be back in a bit. Baby, I'm gonna leave you.
Ted Anderson from Midas. It's December 13th, 2006. Gold's at $624.90, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $645.55, $325.33 for half, and $162.67 for quarter ounce coins at $645.55, $325.33, and $162.67. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your Liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there's a secret group that has been trying to destroy all ordered government, eliminate private property, abolish inheritance, rid the nation of patriotism and the family, abolish religion, and establish a world government? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on GCN. Again, my name is Bob Basie, substituting for Alex Jones. And before the break, we were in the process of bashing the United Nations, and I'm going to continue to do so, even though I think it's illegal as you'll find out, what I'm doing right now is illegal according to the United Nations, but I don't care. Article 8. Everyone has the right to an effective remedy by the competent national tribunals or acts violating the fundamental rights granted him by the Constitution or law. Okay, Americans listening out there, you have a right to a competent national tribunal. Well, I could have sworn that Americans have a right to a trial by jury of their peers, not a tribunal, which is about a panel of crooked judges that are politically appointed. So, again, this should cause you alarm. United Nations is the engine for global government. It is the policeman, the tool that the globalists want to use to create this one world government, this one world slave system. And here you have it, a red herring here. You get a tribunal, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, let's go to Article 10. Everyone is entitled in full equality to a fair and public hearing by an independent and impartial tribunal in the determination of his rights and obligations and of any criminal charge against him. Once again, it's a restatement. You get in trouble in the UN system, you get a tribunal. You do not get the Bill of Rights. You do not get a trial by jury of your peers. Now, right there, that should be enough. This is a direct assault on the Bill of Rights of the United States Constitution, and you should know this. And of course, gee, I never learned this in school, and neither did you. You ever wonder why? Okay, let's go down to Article 12. No one shall be subjected to, among other things, attacks upon his honor and reputation. Well, no one shall be subjected to attacks upon his honor and reputation. Well, I got a question. What if you don't have any honor and your reputation is terrible? Why are you insulated from being attacked if you're a dishonorable person with a horrible reputation? See, that doesn't make any sense. That's totally ridiculous. Of course, the reason they stick that in there is because the crooks that run the UN don't want to be criticized because they don't have any honor and their reputation is horrible. I mean, that is if you believe in, you know, individual liberty rights, limited government, personal responsibility, things like that. But these people don't believe in any of that, so they don't want to hear about it. So, no one shall be subjected to attacks upon their honor and reputation. I'm telling you right now, Kofi Annan has no honor at all if you believe in freedom. None at all. And I'm saying it openly and publicly for the whole world to hear. It's just the way it is. I mean, Article 12, come on, give me a break. You can't criticize people's reputation. That's a human right you have in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, 1948, which is what we're discussing right now. Okay, let's go to Article 13. Everyone has the right to leave any country, including his own, and return to his country. Oh, really? A lot of the people in communist China whether they can just walk out and leave and come back. Come on. It's total nonsense. This whole thing is, I have described the Universal Declaration of Human Rights as an excrement sandwich covered with chocolate frosting. And it's all sugary and sweet and it sounds real good, but it's, you know, you bite into it, you're going to find out that it's not what you think it is. You know, you listen to these ridiculous platitudes from the UN and you get all teary out about all your glorious human rights. But when you examine it, you realize it's nothing but sugar-coated slavery. Okay, I'm going to skip Article 14 for right now because I want to come back to it. Let's go to Article 15. Everyone has the right to a nationality. Okay, no one shall be arbitrarily deprived of his nationality nor denied the right to change his nationality. UN says that you cannot be denied the right to change your nationality. Well, what if nobody wants to make you their nationality? What then? I mean, literally, if you took that literally, you'd have about, a billion Chinese people that would just love to switch their nationality to American. And then they'd all move over here and the Earth's axis would shift with a weight change and screw everything up. I mean, it's a ridiculous right. It's total nonsense. And when we get back from the break, we're going to go into this nonsense even further, because it just goes on and on and on, and I've got a few big points to make. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones. Be back after the break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Bob Basie. We're back on the Alex Jones Show on the GCN Communications Radio Network. Websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Again, we were in the process of bashing the United Nations, and so now I'm going to continue to do so. I was talking about skipping Article 14 because I got to come back to it. Talked about the nationality. You know, you have the right to change your nationality in the UN system, whatever that means. It doesn't mean anything because they don't believe in nationality, okay? They want one world government. Everybody will be a citizen of the world, and we'll all just be happy, and we'll all just be slobbering little slaves. Okay, let's talk about Article 19. Everyone, this is their Freedom of the Press article. Everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. This right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference, and to seek, receive, and impart information and ideas through any media and regardless of frontiers. Now, that sounds great. Absolutely sounds great. But they don't mean any of it. It's a big, fat, bald-faced lie. Give you an example. A couple of years ago, remember the SARS epidemic where the big disease SARS was going to come and kill us all? Remember that? Okay, so they had a SARS conference at the UN building, and, well, gee, the United Nations Press Corps was sponsoring this thing. This is press correspondence from the UN, their own press corps. Got it? Okay, so they're sponsoring the SARS conference so they can come discuss ideas about how to save us from this global scourge, right? Okay, well, the UN press corps invited someone from Taiwan to show up, you know, some doctor or whatever. So, because they have concerns. It was an Asian thing, and Taiwan's over there. And, well, Kofi Annan told the fellow from Taiwan that he, under no circumstances, was going to be allowed on the UN property. Well, the UN press corps just pitched a fit. What about Article 19? This was in a press conference, by the way. Kofi Annan talking to a member of the United Nations Correspondents Association. And the correspondent asks His Eminence, Mr. Annan, but sir, what about Article 19? Don't you respect the freedom of the press, which is enshrined in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights? And Kofi Annan looked him square in the face and said, ah, yes, we like Article 19, but you must respect our principles, and one of them is that there is only one China. You know, so right there, the United Nations proves Article 19 is a bunch of garbage because they canceled it. And I'm going to explain why they were not inconsistent in so doing later on. So Article 19, you're only allowed to have your freedom of expression and opinion if the UN agrees with it, basically. Okay, let's go to Article 21. Everyone has the right of equal access to public service in this country. You hear that? You have the right to public service in your country. That's right, you have the right to serve the state rather than the other way around. Just keep that in mind. In the UN system, you have the right to serve the state. Okay, Article 24. This is interesting article. This is a big joke. Everyone has the right, including reasonable limitation of working hours and periodic holidays with pay. Everyone has the right to holidays with pay. We ought to talk to those people in China at the Walmart factory where they're working from 7 in the morning to 10 in the evening, 7 days a week. I wonder whether they get holidays with pay. I'll ask them. And, of course, if they were able to tell you, probably the next thing that happened to them is they'd find themselves as a involuntary body part donor in the communist Chinese system of selling body parts of prisoners for profit, which has been in all the news. And the Chinese now even admit that they do it. But their excuse is, well, we only take the body parts of prisoners. Ha, come on. You see how disgusting this whole thing is? Absolutely vile. Okay, Article 26. Article 26. Everyone has the right to education. Education shall, further the activities of the United Nations for the maintenance of peace. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. In the UN system, according to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, you have a right to be educated with propaganda that promotes the United Nations system. There you go. It's right there, Article 26. Isn't it lovely? Now, Article 28, nobody ever talks about Article 28, but it actually says that you are entitled to a new world order. It doesn't use those words, but it says it. Everyone is entitled to a social and international order in which the rights and freedoms set forth in this declaration can be fully realized. There you have it. According to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, you have a right to the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. And when you get your New World Order, all the garbage in this document can be fully realized. Don't you feel special now? You have a right to be a slave. Okay, now we're getting close to the end of this thing. We have Article 29. One of my favorite articles, Article 29, Section 1. Everyone has duties to the community in which alone the free and full development of his personality is possible. So you once again, Article 29 says you as a human being have a duty to serve the state. You are like a little ant in an ant mound. You have a duty to serve the state. Otherwise, you can't fully develop your personality. Okay, Article 29, Section 2. In the exercise of his rights and freedoms, everyone shall be subject only to such limitations as are determined by law. So, in the UN system, your rights and your freedoms can be limited if somebody decides to pass a law against them. Interesting. In our system, in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, our rights are inalienable. In the UN system, well, just pass a law against them and they go away. But I'm sure they'll have a good reason. Of course they will. They always do. Okay, Article 29, Section 3. This is one of the big ones. This is at the very end of the document. There's only one article left. And what does this say? Article 29, Section 3. These rights and freedoms may in no case be exercised contrary to the purposes and principles of the United Nations. Okay, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. 1948, founding era document of the United Nations, they plainly state that all these so-called rights that they give you in the first articles of this thing, Article 1 through 28, all these glorious human rights you have, you may in no case. That means, no case means no case. That means forget it. These freedoms in no case may be exercised if you disagree with the UN. Now, think about that. All of your rights are conditional upon UN approval. That, ladies and gentlemen, is why when Kofi Annan told the UN press correspondent that he couldn't bring a representative from Taiwan to the SARS conference a couple of years ago, Kofi Annan was not inconsistent with the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The correspondent invoked Article 19, this freedom of the press and expression and information. Kofi Annan, the Secretary General of the United Nations, trumped it with Article 29, Section 3, when he said, "You must understand our principles, and one of our principles is there is only one China." So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Article 29, Section 3 trumped Article 19. It trumps them all. If you disagree with the UN, you have no human rights. Now, I'm not saying this. They're saying it. And they've been saying it since the inception of this demonic organization. All right? Now, let's go to Article 30, the last one. The last one. This is kind of a punctuation here. Kind of an exclamation. Nothing in this declaration may be interpreted as implying for any state, group, or person any right to engage in any activity or to perform any act aimed at the destruction of any of the rights and freedoms set forth herein. So here you have, in Article 30, the last article of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, you have it stated very clearly that you have no right to do anything to oppose any of this garbage in this document. I mean, think about that. Now, and actually, the reason I wanted to go back to Article 14 last is because Article 14 is an enforcement clause. Let me just read it. First part of it sounds pretty good. Article 14, Section 1. Everyone has the right to seek and to enjoy in other countries asylum from persecution. Okay, that's pretty cool. You know, let's say you're living in Cuba in the early 60s and, you know, you were a lower level member of the government and Castro's overthrown it and he's out to kill you. And so you run over to the United States and say, "I want political asylum." And they say, "Okay, great." Okay, that's fine. Everyone has the right to seek and enjoy in other countries asylum from persecution. I got no problem with that at all. Problem is Article 14, Section 2. This right may not be invoked in the case of prosecutions genuinely arising from non-political crimes or from acts contrary to the purposes and principles of the United Nations. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this right may not be invoked from acts contrary to the purposes and principles of the United Nations. So once again, what they say in their own language, in their own words, is if the United Nations wants to persecute you, you have nowhere to hide. So it's an enforcement clause. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. This is why I decided to launch this attack on the United Nations on the Alex Jones Show here today. is because they hang themselves with their own words. And if you've never heard any of this stuff, if you're new to this topic, ask yourself why you were never taught this in school. I never was. I was a little kid in the 60s growing up, you know, and all I ever knew about the United Nations back then was, well, gee, every Halloween they would give us a little orange box and tell us to go trick-or-treat for UNICEF, you know, and I did it, wandering around through my neighborhood like a little dupe, wanting coins for UNICEF, and I didn't know at the time that that was during the Vietnam War, and gee, it turned out that my money, little Bobby Dacey, collected back in the 60s, going from house to house saying trick-or-treat. Some of it was sent to North Vietnam during the 60s while the North Vietnamese were killing American troops. Gee, if I'd only known that at the time. Oh well, such is life. All right, let me tell you a little bit about what we're going to be doing for the rest of the show. In the next segment after the break, I'm going to be releasing a story that I have posted on Infowars.com. It's up there right now. It's called Treason 101, and it is an Infowars exclusive. It's a Simple Truth exclusive. That's the name of my TV show that I host, that I put together along with Kelly Taylor and Jeff Kantoff here in Austin. And I am going to let you know what I've come up with in regard to this new breaking story, and it has to do with the North American Union. And I guess you might even call it treason on our shores. As a matter of fact, that's what it is. It's treason on our shores. The article is called Treason 101, Arizona State University Promotes the Destruction of the United States of America. So when we get back from this break, we're going to talk about that. Then we're going to get into the North American Union some more. This is one of the most important things that you need to understand and that you need to do something about. You know, the United Nations is the big dog, but the bottom line is they're trying to go to global government through a regional government process. That's what the European Union is about. That's what the FTAA, they were trying that, is about, Free Trade Area of the Americas. They were trying to merge the entire Western Hemisphere into one big happy country, but they ran into all kinds of problems with that. Locally here in the United States, John Birch Society was instrumental in helping to stop that. However, when they found out that they couldn't get it all in one big gulp, they decided, well, we're just going to take three countries at a time, and of course, the three countries they picked were United States, Canada, and Mexico. And if you're new to this, if you're new to the Alex Jones Show, if you don't know what's going on, you better get up to speed pretty quick on the North American Union, because this is no theory. This is no conspiracy theory. This is no wild-eyed academic exercise by a bunch of kooky professors. They're doing this right now. And what's disgusting about it, among other things, is that they are completely bypassing the United States Congress. The process of merging the United States, Canada, and Mexico is not allowed in the Constitution. It's just not there. You cannot destroy the country by merging it with two other countries and turning it into some other entity. That's not allowed. If it were to be allowed, it would have to be done through constitutional amendment, a legislative process, or things like that. But the globalists that run the administration here in the United States have decided, well, we realize that the Congress probably wouldn't want to go along with destroying the United States of America, so we're just going to go around them. We're going to do an in-run around the Constitution, an in-run around that legislative protection that was built into the Constitution, this separation of powers thing. They just decide to do it anyway, you know? And the pathetic thing about it is they're doing it right now. And in the top of the next hour, we're going to have Jerome Corsi, a seasoned journalist from Human Events magazine, which is an old, well-respected conservative magazine. He's scheduled to come on and talk about this stuff with us. So he's going to be on in the next segment, and we're going to kick around this North American community. But before we do that, I am going to go through an article that I have written called Treason 101, and it's kind of interesting because it's just an example of how in-depth this treason has become. It is absolutely obscene. And this is something I discovered through some of my sources, and turns out I just kicked under a rock, kicked a rock, and out came another cockroach. So when we get back from this break, we're going to talk about Treason 101. Arizona State University promotes the destruction of the United States of America. Back in a few.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Okay. This is Bob Basie for Alex Jones. We're back again. Today, December the 14th, 2006, and I'm covering for Alex today and tomorrow. And let's get to this story I was going to tell you about that I wrote. It's posted on Infowars.com right now. I believe it is anyway. It's called Treason 101, Arizona State University Promotes the Destruction of the United States of America. Now, what is this about? Well, you see, in the document, Building a North American Community, the Council on Foreign Relations document, written by the CFR, Task Force, report of the Independent Task Force on the Future of North America, they state very clearly that part of the way to merge Canada, United States, and Mexico into one country is to propagandize the intelligentsia in the country, get the professors behind it, get them to teach their students how wonderful it is. So let me just read from this article I wrote. Treason 101, Arizona State University promotes the destruction of the United States of America. In May of 2005, a Council on Foreign Relations, CFR, task force released, quote, Building a North American Community, end quote, a blueprint for merging the United States, Mexico, and Canada into one country called North America. The plan, which is being implemented via the Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement signed last year between the leaders of the three countries, will destroy the sovereignty of the USA. The United States will cease to exist as an independent nation. The United States Constitution, including the Bill of Rights, will be extinct. Implementation of such a plan is therefore, by definition, an act of treason. No other word fits this crime. Critical to the execution of this high crime is the careful application of propaganda. To that end, the academic community within the United States is being enlisted to sell the idea that destroying America is a good idea. On page 29 of Building a North American Community is a recommendation to, quote, develop a network of centers for North American studies. We recommend that the three governments open a competition and provide grants to universities in each of the three countries to promote courses, education, and research on North America, end quote. Arizona State University is one of the first academic Judases to volunteer to sell out American sovereignty. Traitors at the Arizona State University have put up a website. That's www.asu.edu/CLAS/NACTS/BNA. Let me repeat that for you if you want to write it down. www.asu.edu/CLAS/NACTS/BNA. Just, you can go on the Alex's site, and I think there's a link there. You can click right to what I'm talking about. This is intended to be an instructional tool to assist and encourage professors to teach the concept of North America to their unwitting student body. The site, appropriately titled Building North America, was created in cooperation with the North American Center for Transborder Studies at ASU, which must therefore be the actual nest of traitors residing at ASU. Now, if you go to this website, they break it down into several categories, several topics, and they have a About Us-Who Are We page of the website. And it lists the America Society Council of the Americas as a partner. So they make no attempt to hide the fact that David Rockefeller and his co-conspirators at the CFR are behind all this. So when we get back, we'll blast David Rockefeller and this traitorous, treasonous activity at ASU.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.